Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The more I looked into some of the numbers behind it, the more I believe that this is sustainable because the only thing that's different, as a matter of fact, he's had better power years. To date, his first year, his rookie season in 2019, he had 21 home runs on June 8th. He's got 17 now, whatever it is. So he's had better power numbers. He's been a run producer to a high level with the Ribbies before. The OPS, all that stuff is similar to where he's been at his peaks throughout the course of his career. The average, that's the only thing. And it's a major difference, but you're talking about a 30-point difference, roughly 30-point difference in his batting average from what his career high has usually been. I think it's more stark because of where he was the last 2 years.
Yep.
But I do believe that this is sustainable for Pete Alonso.
So do I. Let me first say I'm happy for Pete. I'm sincerely happy for Pete Alonso. Now, the numbers are what they are, although I don't know if everybody realizes how good they ultimately could be when you project this out. You know, right now, Pete's on pace for 150 RBIs. Well, again, is he going to get there? Not the point, just where he is now. 100-plus runs, 49 doubles, and he had a big double over the weekend against the Rockies, obviously, among many big moments. 42 bombs, and he's hitting 301, which I don't think he'll be 300, but the point is...
How many homers? 49, you said?
He's on pace for 42 home runs, 150 ribbies, yeah.
You know Judge Ribbies right now off the top of your head?
I don't.
Get on top of that. I'm just curious, because like that's the measuring stick.
Where he projects with Judge right now.
Just where Judge is current. Judge has 55, and Alonso leads the league with how many has he got?
I just looked
61.
At his...
61. He's got 61.
Pete's got 61?
Yeah. Leads the big league. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
I didn't even realize it was that high. Wow. It's a great story.
Yeah.
That's why I started it that way, saying I'm happy for Pete. It's a great story. You know, I remember when we were going through this contract stuff with Pete, and you know, I stood where I stood, and you and I pretty much stood in unison. Like, and just because he's having an amazing season doesn't mean he's going to get an 8-year contract. That's never going to happen, though. That's a different conversation.
Right.
What kind of contract he could or might get. I really found it amazing that for a franchise that has so desperately searched for a homegrown star, whether he's truly a superstar or was or not, it's not even really the point. But it seemed like the Mets were looking for reasons to get rid of him rather than to keep him. And I know he had a cluttered mind a year ago, chasing that contract and dealing with the Boras stuff. And yeah, got his head. And he did not have a good season, which represented two very down seasons from an average perspective. Not that baseball players are defined by average anymore, but it was a bad look when there's that great of a fall. You know, you go from 260, 265, all of a sudden you're hitting 212, 215, 220. What's going on? I'm happy for him. He looks terrific. I said before the year I thought he was going to be top three in the MVP. And I believe he's absolutely going to remain there. He is having an awesome season.
I could not be more wrong about what Alonso is going to do this year, and I'm happy that that is the case. I was going based off the last 2 years thinking, like, what gives me reason why he's going to all of a sudden bounce back, and he's looked better than ever. But the one thing that we knew was that the power is there. Like, nobody would ever dispute his power prowess, his home run prowess, right? Or even driving in runs. But last year, where you have a year where you're 34 home runs, and we're referencing it as a bad year, and I really think it was a bad year for him.
It was.
This proves it. He's got 61 ribbies. He had 88 all of last year. So think about how bad that is in comparison to where he's at this year. Yeah, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
He had 88 RBI here. Yeah, no, he's at 61. It's early June, for goodness sake.
That's the context that really made me say, wow. I mean, I knew he had the 88, but 61 already. It's not even June 15th.
All right, so he's had years before 53 and 120, 37, 94, 40, 131, 46, 118. He's had monster years power-wise. Even his best batting average year, 271. He hit 262, 260. So that's where he usually sat. That, to me, is the only difference here, being a 300 hitter this year. I don't know if that's sustainable, but if he hits 280 and puts up the power numbers that he's putting up, that's going to be more than fine. So then I just ask you, the one difference from the last couple years to this year is what? The obvious difference.
Well, I mean, obviously Soto in front of him.
Yeah, okay. So how much... Like, is that what's happening here? Is this just about... It's not just about Soto.
No, because that's unfair to Pete.
Correct.
Now, it's a great byproduct of Juan Soto's presence, who's obviously starting to heat up and on base all the time now. So, he's got 61 RBIs. What would he have if Juan Soto started red hot? But, I mean, what do we have, 70 at this point?
Okay, but then what about the batting average? Is it... I guess my question is, and, you know, maybe pitchers are pitching him a little bit differently or a little more carefully, with Soto in front of him, maybe have to attack him. I don't know the answer, but you'd have to be a fool not to think that it's had some kind of impact on him. I'm not taking away from Pete on his own merit. He's earned this, because even when Soto was struggling, Pete was on fire. But, I mean, the guy, he's turned into a 300 hitter all of a sudden. With Juan Soto in front of him, I'd have to think that has some kind of ramification.
It has. Now, I'm not going to even attempt to delineate like where it starts. Okay, well, this is because of Soto, and this is because of that. But I think, and you're not doing this, but I think it's unwise to look at it as all Soto.
Yeah.
Because to me, he changed his approach. And I remember seeing this. By the way, the home run off Devin Williams really may have been not just from an emotional, psychological, you know, uplifting moment for the man and the franchise, and get the weight off his back. I think it reinforced, I gotta hit the right field.
Right.
And when you use all fields, you don't hit 220. Now, I don't think he's going to hit 300. If you said, take a guess right now, where do I think Pete finishes? I would say between 270 and 280. Maybe a little higher. Maybe 275 and 280, mid-80s.
Which is not nuts, because he's hit 271 before.
As you said, a couple of 260s. Like, again, 300 would represent an unrealistic jump for me at this point. And maybe I'm wrong. But I just think when you got to understand, guy, he's not striking out as much. And the reason he's not striking out as much, it's very simple. I've said this before, I hate saying it because I didn't play, but it's true. When you let the ball travel deep, you're not going to flail and jump at curveballs. When you let the ball travel deep and you trust your hands, you're going to rifle it to right field. And that's what he's doing. And once you do that, now when they come inside, now it's easy city. Now you just throw the barrel and you pull it to left center, which he's also doing.
You still have his projections up?
I wrote them down. Yeah, what's up?
You have his strikeouts? He's on pace for that?
I did. Okay. 150, I think. Hold on. How many times did he strike out last year?
172.
It's definitely lower than that because I just saw it. But
his rookie season, he struck out 183 times.
Okay.
Forget the pandemic year. Then it was 127, 128, 151, 172 a year ago.
Okay. Did I lose?
I mean, if you double it right now, he's around, I'd say, what, 140, something like that.
I thought maybe. I saw 150. My computer froze. That's why it took me. Sorry about that. All right. So with Pete right now, his projections are... This is annoying me. Okay, projections. You've got, I told you, the 42
doubles,
home runs.
Yeah.
The strikeouts would be 152.
Okay, so that's not that. It's certainly lower than last year.
Yeah.
But it's more than...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2021 and 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And right on par with 2023.
And he had how many last year? 180-something?
172.
All right. So that's 20 difference if this holds up. That's 20 empty at-bats. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go 10 for 20, but you're not going 0 for 20. Right there, there's a little tap up in the batting average department.
I do think he's walking more just looking at the math here.
Did he walk last year?
70 times. He's at 33 right now.
He's on pace for 81 walks this year.
Yeah,
so slight upticks in walks and slight decrease in whiffs. That's good.
70 last year, 65 the year before, 67, 60 the year before that. The highest walk total he had was his rookie season with 72. So
wow, this would represent plus 9 ever for his career. Now, to me, that's the Soto effect.
Yeah, okay.
Much more attributable than Pete going to right field or some of the other things that are partially attributable to Juan, much like Soto with Judge a year ago to an extent. It's just a good New York baseball story. He's always been a little goofy, but he's always been a good guy, and he's always been a good player. And Met fans are eating this up, and they should. He looked awesome so far. I'm happy for him.
I will say there's two angles that I want to go here, and not that you want to blow it all at once, but we might as well. Hoff was talking about this before the show.
Mm-hmm.
There is a feel now, at least from me, as a Met fan, and even somebody who's unbiased just broadcasting about this stuff, I don't see any way, if Pete continues to play like this, there's no way the Mets can let him walk. Like, they can't do it. Now, overpaying him is a different story than what the market says.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious to see what the market says Pete is off of this year. Did they radically change their thinking? Like, hey, this is what he's going to be, a 280, whatever. You want to say 300, fine. Just massive run producer moving forward. He's unlocked something. He's figured it out. Or are they saying, okay, well, this is a big year, but he's still getting older. You know, big body, whatever you want to
say.
First baseman that's maybe not going to age particularly.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But whatever the market says he is,
yep.
I think the Mets are going to have to pay at least that, maybe a little bit more, to keep him here. Dude, there will be I don't care if you got Soto or not. The fans will go nuts.
Oh, wait till he passes Darryl. What does he have, 12 more to go? Whatever, right. Did I just pass David Wright?
He's got 10 more to go.
He's got, that's right, 9. And then 10, 9 to tie, 10 to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're not passing Barry Bonds or Hank Aaron. I understand, but it matters. There's something there that you can't quantify necessarily, but no, there would be an outcry if he's on a different team next year.
It happened last year.
Yeah, well.
It was about to. And
it was.
It was 2 years in a row.
It was, but I felt like last year there was an awakening. There was a changing of how the Met fan processed Pete's future. And I think that before last year, now it changed a little bit with the Williams home run and then a couple more against the Phillies. I get that. But I think last year there was a growing percentage of Met fans who looked at him as a decaying asset. And all the things that you were about to say, you know, on the wrong side of 30, right-handed first baseman, right-handed batter, slow-footed, not a body that probably projects very well in terms of bounce or sustainability. But I think that changes to an extent, but I don't think it fundamentally changes how Stearns views him long-term. Not to throw cold water on the season.
Right.
I think that there might be, it'll be an easier negotiation, but it's not going to go from what they offered to 8 years. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right, I still think you're talking max 5 years.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's just not going to change a ton, but it will change something.
Then the other part of it, what we are watching with the Mets right now, with Lindor, Soto, and Alonso,
yeah,
is they are, when all said and done, going to be the three best position players in the history of the franchise. Alonso's homegrown and is going to have all the numbers. Lindor is going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be here for an extended period of that Hall of Fame career. And the same thing about Juan Soto. Now, I mean, people are going to speculate about Soto, but even if he gives you 5 to 7 years,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, think about it. Now, it's not saying that these guys are that great, although they are. It's also speaking volumes to where the Mets franchise, like, name the best players in the history of the Mets franchise.
Piazza, David Wright, Eddie Crane. Boy, you got to give love to Eddie with all those hits early on. Sure. Strawman.
But those guys.
Mazzilli when he was young, when he first got there. I hear you.
These three.
Cleon.
So not only are you seeing what I believe are going to be the three best position players, and I love Mike Piazza more than anybody, but when it's all said and done, these guys are going to surpass him with that. I love David Wright as well. These guys are going to surpass him. Carlos Beltran going to surpass him. Darryl Strawberry going to surpass him. Not only do you have three individuals who could be the greatest, because I was saying this a few years ago about Alonso before any of the, you know, before he had some bad years, any of the clubhouse stuff that we were talking about, like he was projecting to be the greatest Met of all time. There was no doubt about it. Position player I'm talking about. Obviously, we know about Seaver. And now you pair him with Lindor and what he's been doing, and you pair him with Soto. You have three individuals that each on their own could be looked at as the best position player in Mets history, and now they have them all together at once. This is something that the Mets franchise has never seen.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, that's a unique way of looking at it. I didn't know you were going there. I appreciate the historical element, too. It's cool. I'm just trying to do this fast
right, well,
in my
think
mind.
About it.
Well, I'm going to do it. So forget about 69 and 73. You know, we know the names. We didn't see them. Okay. You go to 86, and right away, you had two platoon situations. You had Lenny and Mookie in center, and you had Wally and Tim Tuffle at second. So right away, like, and then obviously Keith was phenomenal.
Well, even just take the best
Gary, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm saying sequentially, 1, 2, 3, that 86 Mets team, which is the most powerful Mets team that I've ever seen, is one of the best teams I've ever seen, period. They were rolling out two platoon guys to start.
Right.
And then it started getting, like, you know, again, with Keith and Darryl and Gary, et cetera. But you know, I hadn't looked at it like with a Lindor.
Well, think about it this way too, BT, right? Take those three individuals.
Soto, Pete.
Who were the three best individual players on the 86 team? You're going to go Keith, Gary, and Straw.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Straw, we know what happened with him.
Well,
and now I'm talking about from a Mets perspective.
You forget about the other stuff. Yeah, you have to.
Gary Carter, while he's a great Met and a lot of people want to retire his number, these guys are going to surpass what he did.
He was a diminished. He was big. Yeah, he was not in his absolute prime when they got him in 85.
Look at the numbers.
I know.
He doesn't even come up when we say.
He was a better expo than Met, period.
100%.
Yep.
And Keith Hernandez, same thing. Like, while his number is retired, and he was no doubt a great Met, he's not going to. When we talk about the greatest position players of all time for at least an extended period, it's Piazza, Strawberry, Beltran, right? At least in my mind.
Yeah.
And I think all three of these guys individually will surpass each one of those guys individually, and now you're talking about the three of them together.
It's not nuts. It's a little early, only because, you know.
Well, Soto for sure.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, Soto's first year, and he's obviously heating up here. If Pete regresses, which I don't think he will, I think he's going to finish top three in the MVP.
And even if he doesn't, he's going to have the home run record.
He's going to have the home run record. And Lindor at this point is, it's fairly undeniable, Lindor's place in Mets lore. Took him a while to get there, which is all I was complaining about. And by the way, just quick props to him. Coming off the bench with the broken toe.
Beast.
And first of all, he's stealing bases, but pinch hitting a bit. Like,
I mean, come on.
It's rounding into form nicely for the Mets. And even aside from the best position players and the other things we've hit here, you've got a couple of arms coming back.
Yep.
And, you know, number one. And number two, and Mauricio showing signs. I think they're going to make a trade. Because I think that they know that they're right there. And when you get to 5, 6, even though McNeil's hot now, whatever, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I need one more sure thing. If they can, whether it's Duran from the Red Sox, I heard that over the like, if they
center make. Center fielder would be preferable.
Dude, if they make one big power move, the lineup, then I can really say this team could win the World Series.
So that's.
Still can't say it yet with the lineup.
That's kind of why I brought it up, is because I just want to bring up the idea. Like, I don't really care about greatest Met position player or the records necessarily, but it just shows you where Mets baseball's at. I really firmly believe that this is the beginning, if not in the midst of the greatest run that we're going to see in the history of the Mets franchise. Yes, some of that is projecting forward.
It's a big statement, buddy.
Well, is it, though?
Well, it's not, and it is.
I mean,
because you're projected a ton, but you're also incorporating a lot of years of failure.
Well,
so I know what you mean.
How many times have we referenced the fact that, you know, they've only made the postseason in consecutive years twice in their history?
Yep.
So they're going to do that this year. So check the box there where, you know, playoffs a year ago, playoffs this year, okay, check. Now, next year is going to be the first time you hope they make it 3 years in a row. But we're only getting going here with Soto. Lindor's in the prime of his career, and I'm assuming Alonso's going to sign for at least a few more years. if you add all that up, that's where you get, to me, the best players, position players in the franchise history, plus the resources that the owners put in, plus the success that they're having as a team with the pitching, as you mentioned. Like, the Mets right now, it's early, it's June.
No, the Mets are good. It's a fair read, dude. I don't even know if I just gave enough credit where I said the Mets could. This is the first time I thought the Mets could win the World Series, or, you know, get there and win. And I kind of ended that with, but they got to make what trade? That's almost still sellable. Like, even if they don't make a trade, I'd have to, you know, objectively look, as I have, look at this team and say, I'm not seeing a lot of teams better in the NL. And I know what the records are.
Right.
And they're getting healthier. Mets look really good right now. Mets are humming right now.
Dude.
No doubt.
And it feels great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.